let's begin. It says, Vata Marta, Hey Tevi Tivi Mach, Afalpisha Haisa Pachadasum, even though there was fear, Pen Yigur Machay, maybe he had caused a sin had caused in his life, Yaakov. Omra Sisa Imari Chasadim Gedoilim, he says, Shem has done a lot of kindness in Shloisi Reishulahim, and I'm not really to fitting for them. Kol Shekhen Sheish Laso Simi Chinam Achesed is a how much more so to do with me, this chesed, Ashev Tachtani, I love, that I've been promised, Shetati Vli, Vitar Bezari, that you've promised me and that have been good to me and has been Marv my Zari. Vein Chatoi Roi Lihnoam Imeni Hatova, Shev Tachtani Ba. And my sins are not fitting to stop from me the good that I have
promised.
Because he says originally I wasn't roi la im avonos tishmor li lo hivtachtani leha bavur maasei rak bechasadecha harabim.
Interesting. He says, look, the truth is, you promised me something, and you clearly didn't promise it to me because I earned it. Because even when you first promised it to me, I wasn't really roi to receive it. So the whole promise to begin with was only out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So therefore, I shouldn't have to worry. It's like, Shema Yigam HaKet shouldn't play a role, because the whole promise to begin with was a complete chesed.
Right.
And that should continue to be true whether, you know, sort of Shema Yigam HaKet or not.
Right. In other words, because he says, I guess, I don't know why he's not worried that might not change, though.
Because he's saying it's not something that, it wasn't, Shem Yigum Achet is that, okay, if I earn something, then maybe I lose it, you know, he loses it because of Shem Yigum Achet.
This was never coming, completely.
Right, this was all completely always a tova.
Right.
So why not keep the promise,
Why should that change?
Yeah.
V'yeshomrim ki Yaakov hayachomo abonov v'al beso pen Yaakov somesev. Yaakov was merciful on his children in his house because he was afraid Esav might hit them. He didn't know about what?
About the promise of
Kodesh Baruch
Hu that a lot of children, multiple children.
I mean, so the pshat is, I thought he's trying to say that he didn't know that there'd be of this avtocha, you mean?
And that's what he says. Interesting.
So therefore what? Therefore,
I don't know, he hasn't
Im al eile af o al acherim, whether it's on these or others.
Oh, in other words, he knew about the promise of Hayazar Acha. Kosh Baruch Hu said it to him. But the question is it these 12 are right. going to be the progenitors of the Kafar Haaretz? Or maybe these are going to get wiped out by Esav, and he's going to have to start again with new children.
Right.
So that's why he wants, so he has Chemla on these children to attempt to defend them, right? Because it could be that they were, you know, fated to be killed, and he would rather not have that happen.
Right, it's possible he would escape himself Yarbo Odzaro and he have more kids. And then Nochem Benai, Ramban says, I don't like this pshat.
Mm-hmm.
This pshat is quoted in Ibn Ezra has this pshat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Nochem Benai, Kimaisazos, Machavaso, Echamar Bitfiloso, Vatamarte, Tivimach, Samtit Zarech. It's not proper in my eyes because if this would have been the Machshov, how would he say in his tefillah, you've been good for me? Sam Tzarech. Sam Tzarech means he knew about it, no? That's what he's asking.
Yeah, I know, but why? Zarecho doesn't mean these children necessarily again. I don't see how that's a...
Well, he knew he was aware of it, at least, seems.
No, he said, the Ibn Ezra says he was aware of it, but he just wasn't aware, he didn't know whether it was referring to the kids he already had. Or
yeah,
different
but
ones
it seems like by saying this phrase, it seems like he knew it was these.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
And maybe the Ibn Ezra would respond like you. Vod ki sham nomalo v'yinei anochi imach v'shmarticha b'chashur telech v'ashivu osicha el adoma hazos ki lo azavcha v'yimiyah banecha noflim b'cherev achiv enav tocha hazos kayemes. Also, it says that...
The initial promise was,
right,
I'm going to be with you and guard you and bring you back,
right,
and I'm not going to abandon you. And I guess the feeling is if these children are killed, that's like not a, already not a kiyum of the promise.
Right. And if the kids fall on the sword of the brother, and if the kids are Noflim Becheriv, Achiv, the Savtach is not Kayim, Lazay Yirmos Bomer Hativ Etiv Yimach. And this is what it means. Lazay Yirmos Bomer Hativ Etiv Yimach, Chenwe Etiv Yimach. Kolza Mimash Nemer Vloye Yimach. So he's basically saying that it says over there, Vanochim Mach Shmartim Chosher Telech.
Means that these children have to survive. So how can you say that trap in this pasuk is that he's unsure whether these kids are, you know, destined to survive or not?
It says they will survive.
Right, that goes against the entire haftacha.
Right.
According to the Ramban.
Lizayir Mosbam Etivimach, Valakol Mirschet, Kiderach Sadikim Lered Tomid. This really all emanates from Mirschet. Because there said he made a tummy like Masari love with a finish yachts of Misham Chait, Pavol Bris, in Lovon, over the Zoro, but over Akhir, Shkias Miyovin. He was concerned maybe he did the wrong thing making a Bris with Lovon.
Right. Or something else. You know, just
right.
Maybe any number
so, of things. So he says in the bottom, he says, Lirat Tummy, Tanchuma, Parshas Chukas, Nunhe, written by, put out by Rabuber. Nachmina Sadiqi Mavo Bishak Kodesh Baruch Hu Mavtichin Eina Porkin
Yira. Right, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu promised, they're still concerned Shem Yigo Machet, and they have to be careful.
Right, V'chein Yaakov, Ksiv, V'yira Yaakov, Amlomo Yisroi. Why is he what? Why is he?
Why is he afraid?
Afraid.
Shem's
Kakalti Yitzel Lovin B'Klum.
Maybe I messed up when I'm not even aware of it.
Yeah. Maybe I messed up. Over the Rachel, like even the Zohar, the Yishloch. Yeah.
So the Ramban really thinks that underneath all of this is just straight up Shema Yigo Machet in some vein or other. Even possibly enough to, you know, get rid of a promise that isn't totally, as he said at the beginning, isn't necessarily totally in anything that Yaakov has done or earned. He says it's possible that I messed up enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, you know, revoke that promise too.
Right, he says here, Yaakov lo have a boy the mitzvah on nisah the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov did not want to rely on the nisah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Began the chosh of love you could have Kodesh Baruch Hu yavad l'nisa. My time, what's the reason? Hi, Makio, good to see you. Began to apolach ha-wilime k'diyaz l'ishtadol b'yarais v'natal tre achayas. We're on Pasuk, we just finished Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yid Gimel. So he quotes the Zohar by Yishlach, the Yaakov did not rely on a nace.
He felt that he wasn't Kedai for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do him a nace.
Right, because he didn't...
Why? Because he wasn't Mishamish his parents.
Properly.
He was away.
He also married two sisters.
And he married two sisters.
He didn't fulfill those dinim.
Lo ishtadol b'yarais, it's a little hard to see how...
Well, he wasn't Mitzuvah, but he felt he
didn't
try.
No, but lo ishtadol b'yarais.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
14 years in Yeshiva Saint Aver doesn't count as a shadow of Raisa?
I think he means the fulfillment of the mitzvahs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So let's just summarize what he wanted to say here. What would you say? Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel starts off saying, the Pasuk says, you've done so well to me, Hashem, right? So what are you saying? He says...
Is that an initial pshat? He's saying...
What
like,
is it?
Is that like... Pshat, are there three pshatim that he's offering in this pasuk?
I don't know. Let's try to get
right. Even though his fear was driven, right? What's his concern, right? By Yirah Yaakov, his concern was Shem Yigo Machet,
right?
But he still says, "But you said you were going to do good for me,
right,
which should be sort of at least mostly independent of Shem Yigo Machet,
right,
because it was a promise that you made, right? To begin with, it was completely a chesed.
And he claims he didn't deserve it, so really, Shem Yigo Machet shouldn't be a problem, Makia. But he's saying maybe it still should be.
Right?
He's like he's hedging on that
a little bit, yeah.
Because he's saying it's like a different plane because he really didn't deserve it at all. So maybe, you know, Shem Yigo Machet seems to only apply when you earned it, you know. And then if you do chatoim, you know,
then you lose it.
But if this was a different plane, but he's still afraid. That's the first shot. Then he goes to Ibn Ezra,
right? Who says?
Yeah, the Yaakov was what?
Yaakov was concerned because about his children, because
right,
even though he knew about the haftacha of Ayazar Achak Afar Haaretz, he didn't know whether that was referring to these children or maybe these children could get killed and he's going to have other children. So he wanted to daven on behalf of these children that they should survive.
Right.
But the Ramban does not like
so
that.
So it has nothing
all.
To do with. So what is the taich of Atam Marta Heitivimach according to that? According to the Ibn Ezra.
That the Heitivimach is something as Aracha.
He wants the bracha to be chal on these kids.
Right. You said you were going right. You're going to be good. And I'm
he doesn't want these kids killed, right?
Right. Correct. And Ramban,
because he's afraid that he might escape, and the other, and these kids might get killed, and he'll just have futuristic kids. So Ramban thought that that was wrong because in his tefillah he says Samti Zarech, which is mashma that he was confident that they're gonna live.
Right.
And also it says in the pasuk that
he thinks that if these children would be killed, that would be already like a not a
break of the
avtocha.
Right.
So that can't be the issue.
Right. So he says it's all. He basically introduced the whole shot is that it's based on Yiras Hachet,
right?
And they're always afraid,
tzaddik,
right?
They're always concerned,
right? And he particularly says maybe he was wrong in doing the bris with Lavan, and that's what he's very concerned about. And he quotes on the bottom of the Zohar that maybe because he didn't respect his parents, and he didn't he married two sisters, so therefore he's concerned. Okay, it's interesting. Approaches of Shema Yigram Achet. Now, according to the Ramban, according to this last shot, I think what you had pointed out is a good horror, at least is different than that first shot, because the last shot seems to be like it's like we had said the regular plane. Shema Yigram Achet is only when you earned it, and then if you do Chatam, you lose it. But the first shot is like even in a bonus situation where you got your scar, there's still such a possibility, I think.
Yep.
Okay, good. Let's see Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Tes. Yeah, we know it says Vaya Machna Nishara Plata. This interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think the Gemara in Sanhedrin was Lamed Ches, so that when the Nevi'im hid, they hid in different caves, 400 Nevi'im. So there's a few days in the Gemara. Did they split up? Did they not split up? And it could have to do with, you know, the notion of what Das Torah is. That, you know, it's in the same Gemara that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu made a cherem on Midian and no one touched the spoils. Yoshua did and Achan did it. Mm-hmm. So Yoshua says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what I follow my Rebbe. So the Abishra says back to him, what do you mean? Das Torah means you have to know what your Rebbe would do in your situation, not blanket what he did. He never would have been the cherem in knowing who Klal Yisrael was then. So they also people about this, Nishar Pleita, did they follow, you know, they split it up because he did. So let's see what he says. This is a perhaps.
Yep. Perhaps
what one camp will be saved. One gets struck out for the others escape. His anger will be curbed. Or maybe they'll be saved from the Abishra. So therefore there was a good reason to split them up. What do you mean if his anger is curbed or if there's
also... If he's angry, maybe, you know, essentially it's like, I don't want to say it's cold-blooded, but maybe, you know, if he attacks one of the camps, so that violence will calm him down and then he won't be as motivated
to kill
him
all at once.
Yeah.
Okay. And also if there's a Tzolom Yis Hashem, it's like you divide up the groups, the Tzolom maybe one group and not the other, you mean? You're creating more of a possibility.
No, also once he's slowing things down, right? And if he's got to go here to attack this group, and then by the time he gets over there, maybe Kosh Baruch Hu will be Mato, the second group.
Gotcha. Person should disperse.
Yeah,
diversity,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Rashi, because of Ayah Machana initial plate, Al Korcha ki Alachem Imo. So Rashi says the Machna is Nisha Lepleta, therefore I'm going to fight with him.
Al Karcho is like by definition.
It means that I'm ready to fight.
Because I'm going to fight, and therefore at most he's going to be able to get to camp, right? He's at most he's going to be able to get one of the two camps.
Hiskin Atzma L'Shlosha Dvarim. He read himself for three things. Letfilu, Adarnu, L'Mohama. So I guess this was a strategy of war.
Correct.
Rish says in the bottom, Ki lachim ha-kolom, medivir chachom, tzorchum rosh yiskin, atzal shlosh ha-dvorim, l'tfilu, l'doron, l'mechom. The cave in. Hi. Maybe he can't get Kevin Shine on Motsum Mishum Makum Shumadabra Bimakoma. We don't find anywhere in any place.
Right. In the Pasuk, right, we can see clearly
talking about war.
Right. We can see clearly where he dives. We can see clearly where he prepares for Doron.
Right.
But the Medrash says that he prepared for Mukhama. We don't see anywhere where, you
right.
know, he sharpened his sword.
This is it.
So it must be this, it has to be this.
Munchuk Momashar Kosovaya Machna Nishla played a Korch Kilchem Imo. Forced to say the pasuk v'achanan nisher pleida. Forced
to say. The preparation for Muhammad.
Yeah, that's how you prove it in the pasuk. V'chein Ikri says, "Kamed Rashi Yishis Kanat Zogam Muhammad Kamosh Kaz B'Tchilad Erech Apshad." V'kavone b'zeh, and the kavone b'zeh is Ki Yaakov Yodei Hashem Zara Kolo Nofel B'Yad Esav. The kavone b'zeh is that Yaakov knows for sure that his Zara will never be destroyed fully. God forbid, B'Yad Esav. There'll always be one camp saved. Look in the Shoah, Rahman al-Gamza, Yermo Shalla Yigzu Alenu, Bnei Limchos Shmanu. It's hinted to that it will not be Gozer upon us.
To wipe this out completely.
That it'll never. Do you find it?
Yeah.
So he says, Hashem, we have a promise that Hashem. We have a promise that Hashem will never. Thank you. The Kavan is Yaakov knows that his Zara will never fall beyond Esav. Game can you not so machna echad al koponim. One camp will be saved. So it'll be hinted to us that it will not be Gozer b'nei Esav to protest our name. To wipe out our name, yeah. And there's never be able to Yasu Rose and Ksosenu. He will be able to do Rose, bad with Ksosenu. Some of us, Piksas Artsushalem, and dispersed lands. Melech Echad Mem, Nik Gozer Bartso, Al Mamono Anu. There'll be a Melech that will Gozer in our lands on the money, or Al Gufainu on our body. Melech Acher, and another Melech, Merachim Mimkomo, Matzala Platim. And another Melech will have mercy. Rachamim Komo have mercy in his place. Umatzla Platim. It's kind of like America, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, no? It's like the Ramban's predicting. It's kind of like Melech Acher is Truman, yeah? Chen Amr Breshis Rabba, and Yovo Esav El Machan Achaz Viko. It says in Breshis Rabba, if Esav comes, Machan Achaz Viko, he hits us. Elu Anachno Shibidorum. We're the ones in the south. We're the Elena Shechena Shibor. We're the brothers in the south. And the machina that remains the plate is our brethren in diaspora. I think this is what they say that when Menachem Begin, Zatzal, you know, is going to visit, we're going to meet with Sadat. I think the Rebbe and the Rav told him to chazer over this parsha. Yeah, Vayishloch. And this, remember, the Mstoma, they said this Ramban too, no? So in other words, is he writing this when he's in Eretz Yisrael, or is he the Ramban?
I think they say that he wrote his first part in Spain, and then there were later corrections when he was in Eretz Yisrael.
In Eretz Yisrael. So what does he mean when he says the, you know, their brothers? He made,
that's not him. That's isn't he quoting the Medrash Rabbah?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I believe you're right. It says in Bereshis Rabbah, the Medrash.
That's times of the.
Yeah, we're in the Dara.
The Tanoim.
Yeah, so they were talking in Eretz Yisrael. They were in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Okay, very good. It's amazing, no?
Yes. Achenu Shebedorom, would that be like, you know, you're talking about Yerushalayim? Because that's the part that was destroyed. He's saying Achenu Shebedorom is a reference to these were killed, and it's the goal of that's keeping us going because they got, essentially, they escaped. They got away.
The Mikdash, yeah.
Yeah.
Mikdash. I'm sorry, what were we going to say about Makil?
It's like they say by Rabbi Kiva when his Talmidim died that Rabbi Sainu Shibadaram reconstituted the Torah, right?
The five Talmidim?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, interesting.
I guess they were in a different place.
They were a different place, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, good. Let's see Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin.
This is a rich parsha for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's very chilling, this, you know. next Melech Acher, you know? Well, okay. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Yeah? It says, V'revach Tassimu Bein Eder, Kedei Lashpio Eino Shal Osa Rasha. Lashpio is to satisfy the eyes of that Rasha. L'svao Aladaron. And that he should... what's the Lesvau? Regret it? From the word Tohu.
No. To overwhelm him with the immensity of the gift.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost like an optical illusion.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I mean, it was a large gift, but he's saying spread it out so that he just sees this entire long caravan coming. Mm-hmm. He's like, whoa!
Totally
he's blown away by how much,
If there's Tzoros Ro's that come on my kids.
If in the future there will be Tzoros coming on Bnei Yisrael.
Lo Savio San Zu Achar Zu.
They shouldn't be continuous.
Right. Ela Revach Lehem et Tzoros Seim. Wow, there'll be a break.
I give them a space in between, just like I'm putting space. So it's a remez that in the future, he's saying, just like I put the space there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please space out the Tzoros on the Jews.
Yeah. Also remes, shiam, amasim, varnonios, please, is also remes that should be taxes and levies. Shiyigvu b'neis, mizaro berua, berevach, hefers ben zulizu, and even the taxes, there should be space.
Okay.
It's interesting, okay. No?
Yeah, it's like I thought he was going to say the physical persecutions.
No, it's both. It's both. The Tzoros, his first comment
was... The first one is the physical, the second one's financial.
The second one is financial.
Yeah. But you're right. They
shouldn't be coming, boom, boom, one after the other.
Yeah, absolutely right, Maki. Yeah, that's it then. All right,
I guess that's the comparison to the Parsha, too, that he spread out the money gifts, the
You mean amongst everyone, you mean?
He
spaced them out.
You mean there were intervals when he gave it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He spaced out the groups, and so that's both just a tefillah or a remez that he's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu in general that, Tzoros should be spaced out, but also monetary...
Right.
Anything that's taking money away from the Jews and giving it to the non-Jews should be spaced out.
Yes. Interesting. Okay, let's see the next one. Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chavov. These are all the Ramazim. I don't know if we're going to have a chance, but he says in the beginning of the Parsha that he sets the stage that all these are Ramazim. Vayar kilo yocholo malachav gibori koyach ose dvaro. The angels, yes? Vayar kilo yocholo hamalach laziko. The malach was not able to damage Yaakov, yes? Kilo horosho rak b'masha osimo l'hakev kaf yarecho. He was only what?
He was only authorized.
He's only permitted, to strike him on the thigh. Ramarish Rabba, Naga Bechol Tzadikim. She's sitting in the Osman Menu. Wow. He really touched all the Tzadikim that are supposed to come from him. Zedoro Shal Shmad. Wow, this is Shmad.
Wow.
Usually Aesop is associated with physical, right? This is now like Hellenist, no? Vain Kiamura Kolu Kulo Remiz Ladaros, she adore. Bizarro Shiyaku is Gabres of Alem Achia Korov Lakakea Beitzosan.
Crush them.
In other words, this event hints to that in the generations, there'll be in the Zaro Shiyaku of Asa will strengthen until it'll be strong enough to crush them badly, right?
Crush the band.
Yeah. Vaya zed dor echad bimei chachmei amisha kedor shabir ben baba chaverev. It's kind of like you were saying in he gave over his life for the talmidim meshmat to get smicha, and they put sieves in him. The gemara has in Sanhedrin. He quotes there in the bottom of Shavel. That's all. And daf yud gimel. The kamashomru ramer bechia baraba im yomeli adam tein nafshcha kedush shmo. Someone says to me, "Give your soul kedush shmo shal kedush brochan inosin." Bavachi erginu miad. That's only they kill me miad. But Doro Shoshmad, any Yachal Lisbol.
Because he just kept going.
Because he used to torture, right?
Right.
Maha Yos, Midoro Shoshmad, Shayumivin, Kidurio, Shobarzel, balls of iron, Ma'alav, no son, but war. They fire him up with a furnace, no son, those takas.
Under their armpits?
Yeah, Shechehen, their armpits, Masin, Nafshim, man. And they would what? Lift up their souls from them. Yeah, they tortured them,
slow.
Yeah. Yesh Doro Shechem, Shosimano Kazev, Yosarami is even worse. Bakol Savalnu Vavralenu, Mosharamas Yaakov Yaakov Shalom. We'll get through it and we'll be Shalom, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And he was writing before the Spanish Inquisition.
Yes. Right. So he's saying that the hint to hitting the thigh was the shmad of that Sadiqim
right.
had to deal with, no?
That B'nai Israel are almost going to be cut off completely from continuing.
Right.
Because of all the suffering.
Right. And that tsar was a torture, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if it was torture in that vein, it was considered to be very difficult. And this is the hint that we survived it, mm. and we come out shalem. Now, how does it say shalem if he was injured in his thigh?
Mm.
The
son. He was healed. He had a refuel.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Very good. Let's continue now. We won't have time, but Periklam and Dalet Pasuk again. Well, let's just look at it a little bit. You know, the Ramban has a whole theory here of why they knocked off the whole city. He has a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. It's in Periklam and Dalet Pasuk Gimel. And he writes here, he quotes here in the beginning, he points out that so he points out, he quotes here the Rambam, and the Rambam says that, well, they didn't set up a court system. So since they didn't set up a court system to judge Shechem, you see where he says Varav Heshu B'Sefer Shoftim? Right here. You got that about 5-6 lines from the bottom. So you see that they made a big mistake. Next line, all of the Baal Shechem are chayef. They didn't judge him. Did a terrible thing. So since he did a terrible thing, they're chayef. So the Rambam says that's why Shimon Levi knocked off the whole city. They knocked off the whole city because it was considered to be improper. He says this pshat, he doesn't think is correct. That's the case. Yaakov Avinu is chayev to what?
To do it. He's chayev to execute.
The impachan, and if he's afraid, mehem lama kas al bonov.
Right, so why get angry?
Yeah, why did Yaakov get angry? They did the right
job. What they did was right.
Right. Bar apa macher. Zmanim, anoshu sumi chvitzim, alohim zochu, asu mitzvah, bidlon lemitzil. They did a great thing. Okay, so what does he say? Valdaiti, he argues, and he goes on to say, no, each one of the citizens of the city had their own personal averus. Yes? And they all were chayav. They were murderers, adulterers. So then he asks on himself, so why did Yaakov get angry? So he gives one of three terutzim. He says, well, number one, they weren't the judges of the community. They should have let others. Number two, they didn't give them the opportunity to tshuva. And number three, they converted, right? So if they converted,
Gershon
is Geyer. So why'd you knock them off, Lamaisa? They jumped the gun. Should have given them the ability to convert.
Uh-huh.
So that's why that took place. Okay, all right, we'll stop here.